If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hubhopper Originals.
Hey, hang in there. This is Omkar Chaudhary. Welcome to House of Josh Podcast Season 3 in association with Panout Media. Let's get going with what's happening new in the entertainment industry. What are celebrities doing? The internal gupshup, that fun during the game segment, to the fitness routine of the celebrity, we got you all covered under one podcast show. So without any further ado, put your hands together and let's welcome our dearest next guest. Well, it's going to be a great time. We're going to have great answers since we have great personalities on the show. So the ethereal voice, the beauty, the bold Shilpa Rao, and the divine soul, the handsome, most beautiful, and the prettiest person, Yasir Desai on the show. Welcome, guys.
Great, yaar. Kya chal raha hai?
How is it going? Yasir ke saath to meri baatchit ho gayi. Yasir is full set with that vibe of that fairy light and all. Yasir is super going. But you tell me, Shilpa, how is it going on your end?
Kuch nahi. Abhi to filhal ghar pe hain. Aur abhi aapse baat karenge. Aur abhi interview karenge. Aur uske baad hum phone pe jayenge. Dekhenge kya kya comments aaye hue hain hamare gaanon pe.
Right.
And I think that is the only probably that window of interaction that you have with your fans, because we're not getting out, we're not doing concerts as we used to before with thousands of people in front of us, and that human interaction is something that we all miss more than anything else. So right now with social media ek wahi sahara hai ki jab hum apne fans ke saath interact kar sakte hain, wo jo kehna chahte hain they can express as and how they want to, and you know, we are here to get all their comments and even advice, you know, like ye utna maza nahi aaya. All of this is also very, very important for us, you know, to have that feedback from people. So yeah, that's what. No, it's actually good. I love the critics. I'm a big fan of the critics.
Love that. That's absolutely stunning. And yeah. Anything more that you want to add on to this?
वो क्रिटिक वाला पार्ट छोड़ के बहुत हर्ट होता है कभी कभी. क्रिटिकल एनालिसिस होनी चाहिए, बट कुछ कुछ लोग ना वो खामा खा का ही मतलब करते हैं कभी कभी. उसको छोड़ के बाकी एवरीथिंग इज वेलकम. एंड ऑफ कोर्स लाइक सेड के यार, वो जो लाइव शो में डायरेक्ट रिस्पांस मिलता है ना, दैट यू सिंग अ सॉन्ग एंड दे रिस्पॉन्ड टू इट इन फ्रंट ऑफ यू,
वो हो रियल टाइम
window hai of interacting with your fans. Bilkul sahi.
Exactly. And as I mentioned in the introduction, jaise ki maine kaha ki it's the ethereal voice of Shilpa and definitely the divine voice of Yasir. So people look up to you, and you know, is there sort of pressure while performing? Because, you know, already wherever I've seen Shilpa or I've seen Yasir, there have been big adjectives that have been put as a prefix before your names. Do you sort of feel that pressure while performing to live up to that?
Yes, there should not be a pressure when you're going on stage or on the mic. I think all the pressure and prep and everything should be done before. When you're going on stage, you should have fun. I mean, that's one place where your thinking will not take you anywhere. All you have to do is feel, and there's a commitment to the moment that is very important. You need to be present here. You need to be there. You need to even when you're interacting with your fans, as much as it's for them, It's the same for us too, you know, looking into their eyes, and there are these moments where, you know, you can see their faces light up with a song, and there are many times you forget your own lyrics. Unko sare lyrics pata hote hain. They sing the whole thing with you, and probably if you reverse the mic, they will do the full concert only for you. That's the beauty of that moment. So the 2 hours that you're on stage, that's one of those very, very privileged moments that we all have, and there's no pressure, man. It's so much fun. We just can't wait to get back on stage and sing for all you guys.
Adrenaline rush. बट प्रेशर
या आई नो
ऑफकोर्स मतलब मैं तो रुका हूँ कि कब खुले लॉकडाउन आई होप जल्दी
आई मीन यार से ना लाइक बेड से उठना नहीं होता है नींद आ रही है नहीं यार एंड द मोमेंट यू आर ऑन स्टेज
एग्जैक्टली
देयर इज अ सडन एनर्जी दैट दैट कम्स अबाउट यू व्हिच यू कैन नॉट कंपेयर विद सो या
Absolutely and absolutely. And so you guys have been recording together for the mixtape. So tell me, how was it, Shilpa, for you to sort of record with Yasir? What was the fun on the set? What was the vibe on the set? I mean, anyone can take this question. And Yasir, do you want to go ahead? Because Shilpa has been taking it first. So Yasir is like, let's just go ahead, Yasir.
It was fun. But matlab, honestly speaking, I was very glad that I met Shilpa ke saath, because she's one of the finest artists we have. Currently, mm-hmm. vocals, especially on lower octaves, I love it. मतलब क्या बताऊँ कितना एक law ज़िंदगी की मैंने शिल्पा को set पे भी बताया था and we were playing that song as well. It's one of my favorite songs of Amit Bhai and Shilpa. अलग ही उसमें vibe है गाने में and वो जो movie में भी जब to end credits में आता है because I watched the movie first और मैंने movie के साथ ही वो गाना सुना तो वो उसकी एडिड फीलिंग थी मैंने मूवी पूरी देखा एंड देन एंड क्रेडिट्स में जब वो गाना बजा आई वाज लाइक यार वो ये क्या गाना है और आई थिंक अमित भाई वाज आल्सो फेयरली न्यू एट दैट टाइम और शिल्पा भी बहुत नई थी तो वो जो रॉनेस थी गाने में इमोशन फीलिंग इट्स स्टिल वन ऑफ माय फेवरेट ट्रैक्स ऑफ शिल्पा एंड आई एम ग्लैड दैट आई गॉट दिस अपॉर्चुनिटी कि मैं शिल्पा के साथ परफॉर्म कर पाया एंड ऑन सेट टू शी इज सुपर चिल्ड आउट शी इज वेरी कूल And she knows what she's doing. This is, of course.
I think, as she said, like, you know, the commitment that she has with that particular time, absolutely focused. Shilpa, tell us, how was it working with Yasir?
It's so cool. Like I think the moment go, like we got out of the vanity and I had to pick him up, which I love because, you know, girls should do this. When you're screaming for equality, then you should pick up the bill and you should pick up a guy and drop him also. So yeah, I loved picking up Yasir from his vanity and then we walked towards the stage where we were supposed to shoot and like I said it was I felt ki is Yasir ko main janti hu pehle se aisa laga hi nahi ki hum pehli baar mile that was such a like a comfortable zone that we both had and one good thing is before we got on to sing everything that the song was being played so yeah we got into the vibe of the song and Yeah, between takes we were doing these random things. There was a piano next to us, so we were singing. And Eklaw, obviously, that's when Yasir told me about Eklaw. And I loved how. See, I'm not a fan of dramatic stuff. I'm not a fan of that.
Right.
And the very dapper, cool demeanor that Yasir brings through his voice on this song is fantastic. I think मतलब वो जो ना बांध के गाना होता है ना ये हम जब गाना सीखते हैं ना गुरुजी कहते हैं बेटा बांध के गाओ इसको you know just like it has to be grounded from the bottom and you need to kind of इसको बोलते हैं ना सुर पे घुस के गाना and you know बांध के गाना that is what I think Yasir got to the song and I'm so happy that it was Yasir and we had such a great time working on this one yeah
lovely I mean happy souls together and I think it's a great time I think what we get is the best output out there when we are happy souls on the stage and on the set I see Absolutely.
Yeah.
So like Shilpa and Yasir, I mean, looking at the OTT platforms out there, because, you know, due to lockdown, due to pandemic, our silver screens, our golden screens have nothing but the OTT platforms and the beautiful mobile phones that we have in front of us. And OTT has made the entire world come closer. We are appreciating BTS. We are appreciating Korean band. We are looking forward for Narcos. We are looking forward for something in, like, you know, European region dramas and stuff. So the world has come closer. So when you talk about the music, so what is that one thing that's going to bridge India across the nation? What's that one particular thing that's sort of going to bridge it out so as to make the indie music more popular and more stronger and conventional out there?
Fanout Media, an all-rounder video production agency with a motto, We Create, You Inspire. A supportive team that will help you boost your sales, make you look super professional and stand out with the crowd. Reach out to them for more details and rates on Instagram at @panoutmedia or visit panoutmedia.com.
Actually, we are one country that has multiple languages, which is actually our strength. And if you look at the beginning of music, no, when I'm talking about opera music, where Western classical music, jab record karna shuru hua tha, late 1800s, mein, all that music was not in English. It was in Italian. It was in German. It was, you know, and the point is all these countries, they owned up with their language. They're proud of it. Or agar main kahun ki koi ek artist hai jo ek global level pe humko represent karte hain, you only think of names like Shakir Bhai. You get names of Ravi Shankar ji or Yu Srinivas or Nusrat Saab or Mehdi Saab. These are the artists who I mean, people know India and Indian music because of them. Right. So right now, when I see that we need to make something global, it has to be in Hindi, it has to be in Tamil, it has to be in Bengali, it has to be in Marathi, it has to be it has to be ours. बहुत बार ये होता है ना कि हमारे जो youth है ना, उनको लगता है यार ये Indian music बहुत uncool है. I don't understand that. Just because you're born in this country and ये आपको शायद मुफ्त में मिल चुका है, because this music has been there for centuries. It's such a deep rooted philosophy. Our Indian music, our Carnatic music, our folk music is so beautiful. I mean, which country has the best of both the worlds? You have film music, which is so great, and you have your classical music, which is so great. Mm-hmm. And people always look towards the West for inspiration. Jabki, there is so much within us. So I think with the youth right now, if you want to make it to the global, first of all, be proud of your own music. Own it with that pride. Ki ye mera music hai. Hamari jo zuban hai, Hindi mein baat karte hain, Urdu mein baat karte hain, Bengali. Hamari jo jitne sare languages hai. Own this with pride and speak it with pride. And once you do that, then you will also exuberate that pride when you're on the global stage. So I think for me, if you want to see someone at the Grammy stage performing there, it has to be like someone like Shubha Mudgal ji, who owns what she sings and how. So I think we need something like that, and to be able to sing in your own language. I think that will take you to the next level.
I completely resonate with you, because you know, even looking at the people at the West or at the East, they have been owning their art, they have been owning their language. Yes. And so proudly they have been putting it across that we feel that yes, we love that. The fact that they believe in themselves makes us so convincing to believe them. Absolutely. Yasir, what's your take on this?
I think I completely agree with Shilpa. Jo diversity hamare paas hai languages. And हर स्टेट के अंदर का म्यूजिक अलग, उनका गाने का तरीका अलग. अगर एक राग है तो उनकी ठुमरी अलग, इनकी अलग, सबके पास अलग है. आई थिंक इट ब्रिंग्स अ लॉट टू द टेबल. और मैं भी यही चाहता हूँ, मतलब आई एम वेरी ग्लैड दैट शिल्पा ने ये बात बोली, कि मैं चाहता हूँ कि अगर हम लोग वर्ल्ड लेवल पे रिप्रेजेंट भी करें ना, तो वो हमारे खुद पान पे हो और हमारे टर्म्स पे हो. आपको सुनने को मिलेगा. लुक एट जाकिर हुसैन, लुक एट नुसरत फतेह अली खान, दे परफॉर्मिंग and people from different countries listening to them in awe. Matlab, yaar,
and they want to collaborate with them.
Exactly. So that's how I represent. Matlab, main chahta hun ki current generation, because trends or fads bahut aate aur chale jate hain. To kabhi ye trend aata hai ki koi ek reels pe gana, English gana hit ho gaya, to wo chalta hai, bahut der tak chalta hai. I get all that. But जहां तक ग्रैमी हो गया, बड़े बड़े अवार्ड फंक्शन हो गए और लोगों तक पहुंचने की बात है, मैं ये कम्प्लीटली इन अग्रीमेंट हूँ कि मैं चाहता हूँ कि हमारी जुबान में हमारा म्यूजिक लोग सुने और जैसा हम प्रेजेंट करेंगे वैसा सुने.
Exactly.
यही उसकी खूबसूरती है, यही खूबसूरती है. मतलब ऑनेस्टली स्पीकिंग, आई थिंक आज से 8 या 9 साल पहले, व्हेन आई फर्स्ट स्टार्टेड सिंगिंग, मुझे इंडियन क्लासिकल की बहुत समझ नहीं है, बिकॉज आई एम नॉट कन्वेंशनली ट्रेंड. बट लेटर इन लाइफ, जैसे Mehdi साहब, जगजीत सिंह, गुलाम अली खान साहब, ये सबको मैंने जब सुनना चालू किया, एंड व्हेन आई, मतलब मुझे समझ आई कि क्या नुआंसेस है, क्या कर रहे हैं ये लोग गाने में, एंड देन आई वाज इन ऑ कि यार ऐसा भी होता है, ओ ऐसा भी होता है, ऐसा भी होता है, तभी ये लोग इस लेवल के हैं. तो मैं चाहता हूँ कि अगर हो तो हमारे टर्म्स पे हो, हमारी जुबान में हो और हमारे अकॉर्डिंग.
Absolutely, absolutely out there. And very important thing, like it's such a pleasure. You know, it's a thrilling experience. It's a pleasure to hear this from you, that we know all the Indian artists are proud of our the proud of our culture, the proud of our notes and all the musical elements that are found in India. And absolutely, moving on next, what is the one thing that really keeps you motivated? Because, you know, in these tough times, everybody has been whining, everybody has been complaining. Yes, people are trying their level best. Artists have got their own space to sort of be in the room, be in the studio, work on different notes and musical elements, produce something. But, you know, at the end of the day, human is a social animal. We sort of require to step outside the studios, those four walls, and interact. Because, you know, that live interaction is necessary. So tell me, what is the one thing that's really kept you motivated out there?
I think anyone who's home with their family is in the luckiest in this planet. If you're home and you're with your family, with your loved ones, I think you're seriously very, very lucky. That is the only motivation that probably has kept us going. That, I'm safe. My parents are safe. My siblings, my better half. Whoever you are very close to, I think that is the only motivation that has kept us alive and going. And I think, I don't know for many other people, but in my house, there is a little place where we have a lot of plants and wo jo plants ki jo tadad hai na wo badhti ja rahi hai, kyunki ab aisa lagta hai ki na wo humko khushi hoti ki, you know, you're seeing something grow in front of your eyes. And because of that, there are so many birds that come in. And I swear, there are times when I sit with my coffee and I'm staring at these birds, and you can stare at them for hours. It's so amazing to watch them.
Exactly.
And now I know what it is to actually connect with nature around you. And the way we've made friends with human beings, if we could do that with nature, I think a crisis like COVID would never have happened. If we could interact with every living being around us. When we talk about living beings, it's not just people. I'm talking
exactly
about your plants, your animals, any ecosystem that's around you.
Exactly, exactly.
If you can make friends with them and you can be a part of them instead of being on top of them. Exactly. I think that is probably one way to. So I think I've not been able to see it that way before COVID, and probably now I do. That's one thing that has changed in my life. Like now when I talk about living beings, I talk about everything. It's not just people.
So somewhere from nature, you have been deriving the motivation to sort of stay fresh.
Yeah, so I think I have a lot of friends who fly.
Uh-huh.
Which I have a lot of friends.
Lovely, yeah. Got that part. Yasir, we are crunching on time, but yes, I want to know from you, what is the motivation? What is that one thing that keeps you going?
I think, of course, family ke saath hain yahan pe, ammi abba hain, aur lovely, right? You wake up every day and then you see their faces.
Right, absolutely. Khushi hoti hai. We are blessed.
And to add to that, jo pyar log dete hain, and jo izzat dete hain, pyar dete hain, I think it's a very big motivation for me. मुझे बहुत अच्छा लगता है कि लोग कोई मुझे जानता नहीं है, कोई किसी स्टेट से है, कोई कहीं स्टेट से है, but yet they message you such sweet messages. बहुत अच्छा गाते हो, बहुत अच्छा लगता है, बहुत अच्छा लगता है. ये काफी motivating लगता है.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I mean, definitely wrapping it up, but agar do loves sunne ko mile, I think it will be really very beautiful. I think you already have guitar with you, Yasir.
देखो ukulele.
चलेगा.
Ukulele. Awesome.
कोई भी गाना या दिल है के मानता नहीं सुनना चाहिए.
बैठिए जाने जा शौक से लीजिए जी इश्क के इम्तिहान आइए
Fantastic. And I think absolutely it was a great session. I mean, halagi we had a very less time, but we explored so much more. I think it was absolutely a stunning session. And thank you so much, Shilpa and Yasir, for being actively present there and committing to this time.
Anytime. Pleasure.
All right. And thank you so much for being here. And I'm wishing you all the very best. This is just the beginning. And we love to see you more of, like, you know, more of Shilpa, more of Yasir out there. Whatever you guys do, you give your heart and soul and we can see that out. And we as fans, as audience, love and adore you a lot.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a good day. Hello everyone, this was my time with Shilpa Rao and Yasir Desai. It was a great time interacting with them, getting to know their creative nuances, creative approach, and definitely it was fun talking to them. It was amazing time. Do check out this entire conversation and do like, share and subscribe.
इस Hubhopper Original को सुनने के लिए आपका शुक्रिया. अगर आप भी अपना podcast launch करना चाहते हैं, तो Hubhopper Studio website पे register करें और एक minute के अंदर अपना खुद का podcast launch करें. यही नहीं, studio देता है आपको पूरी आजादी कहीं भी, कभी भी अपना podcast launch करने की सिर्फ 3 आसान steps में. तो साथ में अपना podcast शुरू करने के लिए तैयार? Just hop on Hubhopper, simply content.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.